Now, Radio Kerry are building on the success of the previous years. We are teaming up with CSG and we are looking to try and help companies out there to develop and get promotion and win a brilliant prize and a brilliant package. It's called Working Together. And I have a number of people with me in our studio to talk about this on the programme this morning. It's a way of supporting local businesses and trying to get them a leg up in the world of advertising and support for it. We've got Fiona Stack, as General Manager of Radio Kerry. We also have Una McShane, partner with CSG. And we have David Moran, Financial and Accounting and Advisory Partner. Good morning to all of you. And Fiona, I'm going to start with you in this one. Tell me a bit about Working Together and tell me why Radio Kerry are doing this.
I suppose this is the second time we'll be doing it, Gerry. We did it initially coming out of COVID because we felt that maybe businesses just needed a bit of a lift, a bit of a help to get back on track. And Radio Kerry has always seen itself as being the voice of the kingdom. And, you know, hopefully we do have a powerful voice with 89,000 listeners weekly. So to let people take advantage of that voice, and Kerry people are hugely loyal to Kerry businesses. It's something, you know, we've always seen over the 35 years of Radio Kerry. So to give people a chance to use Radio Kerry to let people know about their business. So we just ask them to simply register. There is a nice prize at the end of €1,500 worth of on-air and digital advertising with Radio Kerry to the winner. And we're delighted, and they will fill you in themselves now in a second, to have CSG partner with us in this version of it, so that they will also provide their services to a business. So best case scenario, a business out there can potentially win, you know, prizes to the value of 3,000 from both of us. And worst case scenario, all you need to do is register and you'll get a shout out on Radio Kerry. We'll get the chance to talk to you very briefly about your business and let listeners know where you are and what you do. So I suppose, unlike RTE, Gerry, we don't get license fee, we don't have a cover charge like newspapers. You just turn it on and we're there, and we're very, very conscious always that Radio Kerry could not do what it does, matches, news, music, speech, specialist programmes, without the support of local businesses. So we just want to give back.
Yeah, okay. Fiona, thanks very much for that. Una McShane and Dave Moran, good morning to you.
Morning, Gerry.
Good morning,
Gerry. I'll start with you. You're Practice Development Manager with CSG. Tell me a little bit about, I suppose, how you developed in the last number of years and why you're getting involved with Radio Kerry on this.
Well, I suppose we've grown from a practice of 30 staff, maybe about 3 years ago, to 65 staff, incorporating four local practices. So we are the sum of a merger of four practices, and we're based in Day Place across three offices with more than 2,000 clients. So we have a really large team of 65 servicing those. We've attracted in a lot of key staff across audit, tax and advisory. So we feel like we've a lot to give, and we love working with local businesses, in particular across all the sectors of hospitality, agri, tourism, retail, to name a few. And we would like to partner with Radio Kerry to give back a little bit to the community. We do a lot in terms of our CSR initiatives, both with charity and with corporate. So this is a way of both promoting ourselves, saying we're here, we're open for business, and we would like to give a package to the winner of this competition.
Okay, David, from that point of view, like that amalgamation of the four firms, that's obviously worked out very successfully. You know, large operator, and you deal with all sorts of clients, all sorts of sizes, to deal with, I guess, what's becoming, even for small businesses, an increasingly complex world in which to operate in terms of tax, accounting, regulation, audits, all of those sort of things.
Yeah, it's been, obviously it's had its challenges. I think when I joined, there was probably nine there, so it's grown a lot since then. But no, absolutely, and you know, I suppose a lot of industries in the world are consolidating at the moment. The accountancy world is no difference, and you know, something we're very conscious of, the fact that we've probably gone to a different level scale-wise. We still want to offer the same service and try and leverage the numbers we have and the expertise we have to make sure we're giving a really good service to all clients. Like as you said, we've doing sole traders or people's tax returns, right up to large hotel groups and manufacturing companies, and everyone gets the same service, everyone gets the same time, and that's something that we feel really strong about.
Yeah, and you're able to bring that local expertise that you had, the on the ground knowledge in Kerry, from the four companies into the bigger organisation?
Yeah. And we've staff travelling from all over Kerry and even from a few people from Limerick and other bordering counties. And, you know, it's great to have a full, county coming in and providing services. And we have loads of expertise in Kerry. We saw all the really successful businesses that Kerry has produced. And, you know, that's something we're trying to emulate, is to try and, you know, have a really, really strong professional services firm in Kerry that people don't have to work in Cork and Dublin and stuff, that they can come back and be part of something, you know, that we're trying to build.
Yeah, and Anuna, is that important for you in terms of trying to navigate what is out there? Because it is getting more complicated, it's getting more difficult for companies. Like, what a company wants to do is concentrate on what it does well, whatever it is, whether it's construction, hospitality, agribusiness, and it doesn't want to get bogged down on all the other side of it, especially if it's a growing company.
Absolutely. I mean, the changes in legislation and governance now are really too much for some smaller companies to take on themselves. So we're the one-stop shop, really. We have a really dedicated tax department through to audit, through to accounting services, right up to outsourced accounting, where you can actually just hand over the whole problem to us and we'll be your dedicated partner. So that's becoming quite popular as people try to very much use their energy to grow their own business through the complicated times we're in, and hand over everything to do with their finances to us, that we have a package that can suit everybody. Likewise, we have a lot of people doing their own accounting internally, and then we would support in terms of their more complicated tax advisory and their end of year audit. So, you know, as David had said, no client is too small or too big. We have the full range of services for them.
Yeah, it's remarkable as well, David. You got the agreement of four companies to merge together at the same time.
Must have
been an achievement.
Yeah. Look, it's been exciting. People, you know, a big thing for merging of four companies. It has to be a good culture fit. It can't just be based on figures and economics. You know, people have to have the same, you know, values. And, you know, we feel very strong that the values that we have adopted or were aligned across the four practices, and yeah, so far so good, and we're just trying to drive it on. You'd like to think that if you know, we four grads starting this morning, that they'd come in and they wouldn't realise that there was a merging of four practices, that it was just one seamless running machine, might say. Maybe not all the time, but that's something we're constantly working on.
I
suppose at the heart of everything that Radio Kerry does is storytelling. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to keep it very simple. You know, let Radio Kerry tell the story of your business. Let us help you doing that. And I suppose, you know, when businesses in Kerry succeed, it's good for all of us. So the more, and there is a great culture of that in businesses in Kerry, of people being able to put a call into each other and help out and give advice and stuff like that. So it's very easy to register. You just go on the Radio Kerry website, radiokerry.ie/working-together. Just take you 2 minutes to register, and then hopefully you'll be in the pot for the prize.
Yeah, and what you can win is a CSG starter services package tailored to your business needs, plus €1,500 worth of Radio Kerry digital, Radio Kerry radio and digital advertising. And you have access to 89,000 weekly loyal listeners and local listeners, and a growing presence online as well. And that's how it all works. Okay, well, look, thanks very much for explaining all that. Continued success, Una and David, with the company and that merged company, CSG, and the development that you're going through as well. And Fiona Stack, my thanks to you too. That's how you enter, as Fiona said. Get involved. Go to radiokerry.ie/working-together. Fill in the form to register your business between Monday to Friday, 7 to 5 p.m. We'll call out a registered business name on air. And if it's your business, you call us back within the hour on 712-3666 or 667-912-3666. And then you can secure your spot live on air. Once you're on air, you enter the final draw for that overall brilliant prize, which is that starter services package from CSG, plus €1,500 worth of radio and digital advertising with Radio Kerry. So, and you'll get that shout out on air by being a registered company as well. So well worth getting involved in our Working Together promotion. So we're looking for you to register all this week, and the call outs and shout outs start from next Monday morning. So my thanks, as I said, to Una McShane, Practice Development Partner with CSG, David Moran, Financial Accounting and Advisory Partner with the company, and Fiona Stack of Radio Kerry.